Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Labels, where we're looking at the book of Luke and how Jesus interacted with a lot of the people who were on the fringes of society, those who were rebellious and irreligious and those who would have been considered labeled. And Jesus' interaction with them teaches us that we are to live a life above labels, that we should love people in the same way that he did. And, you know, he asked us to pray that God would raise up workers for the field because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And we are those workers that God teaches us to engage in the kingdom battle for people's hearts. And in chapter 21 of Luke, there's this incredible passage that Jesus talks about when answering questions about the temple. He had, his disciples said to him, "Hey, look at the temple and how beautiful it is." And Jesus said, "I tell you something. Don't pay attention to the temple. This temple is going to be destroyed completely. Not one stone will be left on the other." And they asked him, "Well, when is this going to happen? And what's going to be the sign of your second coming?" And he goes all through the chapter and explains some prophetic language that it's hard to tell if he's talking about just specifically what's going to happen to Jerusalem. And we know historically what happened in AD 70 was that the temple was destroyed by Rome. Or was he talking about the end time, that right before, you know, Jesus is going to return in his triumphant glory? So he morphs in between those two questions and shares some interesting information. And you can read about that in Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and also here in Luke 21. But then after sharing all of that information, he says this in verse 34, it says, "But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." He's basically changing their view. You see, the disciples were looking at the temple and saying, "Hey, look how beautiful this is. Is this going to be our headquarters? Are you going to take over Rome now? And this will be, you know, our central, you know, headquarters and command center, and we'll all have offices here at the temple. You know, look at how magnificent this is." And Jesus is saying, "No, my plan doesn't include this temple. In fact, this temple is going to be destroyed." Now, they wouldn't have understood that now the temple of God at this point is our believers, that when they come to faith, that he puts their Holy Spirit in the people and they become the temple of God. They wouldn't have understood that at the time. They wouldn't have understood that one day there's going to be a great tribulation period that's going to happen, and Israel is going to be at the centerpiece of that, and the nations of the world are going to try to destroy Israel, and Jesus is going to come back in triumphant glory and put all of his enemies under his feet. What is he doing here? He's changing their perspective. He's saying, "Don't pay attention to this man-made stuff. I want you to look at me, look at what I'm doing, and pay attention." He says there, "But watch, lest you fall into," and then he talks about immorality and drunkenness and the cares of this life, all the things that we get caught up in. You know, immorality is one of the things that just appeals to our pleasure, or appeals to our flesh. When it comes to, drunkenness, that's all about numbing out from this world, or, you know, full of the anxieties of life, just that we get so caught up in this world, we think this is all there is. Because I want you to watch so you don't end up there. Pay attention to the Lord and what he's doing. Watch. He then says, "But stay awake at all times and pray." That when you realize that, you know, there's a plan unfolding, and one day we're going to stand before the Son of Man. We're going to stand before Jesus and give account for what it is that, did we pay attention to him? Did we allow God to work in and through our lives to continue to advance the kingdom? And I think a question is relevant. If we knew that Jesus was going to return in 6 months, in a year, if we knew the date, how would that change the way we operate our lives? If we knew he was coming back 12 months from tonight, how would that impact the way that I pray, the way that I read scripture, the way that I serve, the way that I spend money, the way that I spend my time? If the answer is different than now, then we've missed the point. We need to focus on the Lord and allow him to be the central point of our faith, and not allow other things to become more central than the Lord himself, because he's trying to use our life for something that's important. And we don't know when he's coming back, but we should act as if it's any moment. God, I pray that you help us to have faith, a strong faith. And Lord, I know that in my life, when I've made bad decisions, things I regret, it's because I didn't allow my faith in you to be central to what I was doing. Lord, I pray that you would help my perspective and help the perspective of everyone listening, that you would be central to everything that we see. The lens in which we see the world would come through you and what you're trying to do in the kingdom. And Lord, I don't understand every detail of when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. But God, I know that you are trustworthy and that you are good. God, help me to serve you always. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. And before you go on to the next thing, I just want to ask you to take a second to pray. You know, how would you answer that question if Jesus were to come back 12 months from now? How would that change your life? And just talk to the Lord about that before you move on. Till next time, God bless.